Good evening po sa inyong lahat. Welcome to this gathering of Crossroads Church of Dubai. Ako po si Alvin Litonwa, naglilingkod bilang pastor po ng iglesyang ito. As mentioned kanina ni Brother James, if this is your first time, we would like to meet you. That's first and foremost. And secondly, we would like to give you a free Bible. So welcome po at nandito kayo. Thank you. And also, I'd like to echo a couple of more things. One is yung meron tayong couples dinner. Magagana po ito sa Crown Plaza. Makikita niyo po yung announcement na yan sa page 4 ng inyong bulletin. Ayan po, ang theme or title ng ating marriage dinner or yung pag-gathering na yon is Marriage to Glorify God. We want marriages na kung saan mabibigyan ng kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. Na kung saan ang topics involved dito is titingnan natin kung ano yung biblical view ng marriage. At pangalawa is yung we want to learn yung grace ng Panginoon in marriage. Ayan po. So please do come. Open pa ho ang registration natin. Regardless kayo member o hindi, kung meron kayong gustong mga kaibigan na mag-asawa na nais imbitahin, please inform niyo si Brother Aaron at he will help you register at bibigay yung link na yun. Also, kung mapapansin nyo, meron ho tayong bulletin na pinamimigay every Friday. So, kung makipansin nyo, nandito lahat ng order ng service, yung pagkakasunod-sunod ng gawain natin ngayong gabi, at nandito rin po yung mga announcements na nakalagay ho. So, I encourage you to bring this home kasi this is a teaching tool. This is somehow a window on what we believe and practice dito sa iglesia na ito. And especially ho pagdating sa mga songs, yung mga scripture reading, and at the same time notes. Kung meron kayong ballpen, meron kayong pencil, wonderful time to take notes, okay? So, please bring this home. This is a very good tool and kung gusto niyo ipamigay sa mga kaibigan ninyo para makita rin nila may mga aral kayo na nasulat dito, that would be also appropriate. Tayo po ay nasa third week sa ating pag-aaral ng sermon series sa 1 Timothy. Itong liham na ito ay sinulat ni Paul sa nakababatang kaibigan niya na pastor na si Timothy. Inatasan ni Paul si Timothy na magpastor sa church in Ephesus upang mag-provide ng leadership sa congregation at upang i-deal yung mga issues na nangyayari po pagdating sa mga false teachers. Nagbigay si Paul ng mga instructions kung ano ang kailangan niyang i-prioritize upang maging healthy ang iglesia na ito. A growing, thriving church na re-centered sa gospel ng Panginoon Hesukristo. Sa chapter 1, he commands Timothy and the church to guard the gospel by opposing yung mga false teachers na nagkakalat ng mga maling doktrina. Also to fight for the gospel and celebrate yung gospel. Tapos then he's telling them, and he's also telling us tonight, that what a healthy church ought to be like. Ito po yung letter na yan. Ano ba itsura ng isang healthy na church? Thus sinulat po niya yung letter na ito. Okay? From opposing false teachers sa chapter 1, he now goes to prayer sa chapter 2. Lahat ng babanggitin ni Paul dito from verse 1 hanggang verse 7, we'll talk about prayer and yung connection niya sa gospel ministry. That's why as a church, we should pray and preach the gospel to all people so that many would come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Pray and preach the gospel to all peoples so that many would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Ang ating passage ay nahati po sa tatlong points. Number one, pray for all people, verses 1 hanggang 2. Number two, the purpose of praying for all people, verses 3 hanggang 6. And number three, preach to all peoples, verses 7. An invitation, an explanation, and an application. Let's jump right in. Number one, pray for all people. Basahin po natin ang verses 1 to 2. First of all, then I urge you that supplications, prayer, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, For kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Paul here gives an invitation and an exhortation to Timothy and to the rest of the church members to Ephesus to pray for people, for all people. Bakit? Kasi ang current situation po ng mga saints ng Ephesus, ang current situation them, eh may tendency silang hindi mag-pray. To put it simply, their situation forces them or tempts them not to pray. Ang church sa Ephesus is a congregation ng both Jewish at saka Gentile Christians. Kung ikukumpara ang congregation nila sa total population ng Ephesus, maliit lang po yung bilang nila. This house church is living in a culture na marahas at galit sa mga Kristiyano at sa gospel na kanilang pinaniniwalaan at tinuturo. Bakit marahas? Unang-una, merong tinatawag na ang pangalan ng emperor ay si Nero. Si Nero ang emperor sa Rome nung time na to, and he was not friendly sa mga Christians. Marahas siya sa mga Christians and persecutes them. Ito yung emperor na kung saan nagpapakain ng mga Kristiyano sa mga leon. Ito po yung emperor na kung saan na sinusunog ang mga Christians ng buhay para mailawan lang ang kanyang garden. Ganun ho karahas at kalupit ang emperor na ito. At bukod doon, meron din mga tinatawag na worshippers of Diana. Okay? Worshippers of Diana. Diana po ang pinakasikat na goddess na sinasamba ng mga tao sa panahon nilang yon. Ang mga worshippers ng goddess Diana at yung mga businessman na silversmith, galit din sa mga Christians ng time na yon. Dahil nga sa marami sa kanila ay nakakilala sa Panginoong Hesukristo, isinuko na lahat. Sinunog na lahat ang kanilang mga temples, ang mga kanilang amulets, maraming mga magikero na tumalikod sa Diana na ito. At dahil bumaba ang kanilang sales. At nagalit sila sa mga Christians, specifically kay Paul. No? Bukod doon, nandiyan din ang Jewish community. Ang Jewish community naman actively opposes yung mga Christians. Kasi ang mga dating masugid na followers, mga masugid na Jewish followers, were also converted to Christianity at naging members ng church ni Paul. And to aggravate them even more, ang mga Gentile members nila na dati nilang kasamahan claimed na sila ang tamang recipient ng promise ni Abraham. Kasi sila ay Christian. Hindi yung mga biologically na children of Abraham, which is Israel, o mga Jews. So this is a persecuted minority, itong church na to. Now, ano sa tingin ninyo ang magiging temptation ng puso ng mga Christians dito? Ano ang temptation na papasok sa kanilang puso? Well, ang temptations na nasa heart nila is not to pray for all people. Not to pray for them. Another temptation sa heart nila is not to pray for these people but hoping na sila po ay mamatay na. Especially kung sila ay pinupursue ng government. Kung sila ay pinagkakaisahan ng mga tao. Kasi bukod sa marahas ang mga tao sa kanila. Also, I could have imagined nung binabasa ni Timothy itong letter na ito sa congregation sa Ephesus, malamang ay nagbubulungan sila. Bakit ka? Kasi traditionally, ang traditional Jewish prayer sa synagogue ay hindi sinasama sa prayer of petition yung mga pagan leaders at lalo na ang mga Gentiles. And most of them ay convert galing sa Jewish group na ito. So, hindi ito normal. Hindi ito nararapat. Pero ang priority and urgency ng exhortation ni Paul sa Ephesians is to offer up supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all people, including those in authority. So in short, ang thrust, ang force ng letter sa part na to ni Paul sa mga Ephesians is pag-pray ninyo. Pag-pray ninyo. Pansin niyo ba na Paul mentions different kinds of prayers dito? Maraming mga scholars ang sinubok na i-distinguish kung ano mga different kinds ng prayer na ito. Pero ang point ni Paul in mentioning itong mga iba't ibang klaseng prayers na ito, it's because that all kinds of prayers should be offered to all kinds and classes of people para hindi sila bias sa kanilang mga prayers. Paul is teaching this church how to pray for people. Praying for all kinds and classes of people with all kinds of prayers. I believe ang reminder ni Paul sa church na ito is also a reminder sa atin dito sa Crossroads. Maaring hindi tayo nakakaranas ng matinding persecution or hostility sa gobyerno dito o sa ating bansa, ngunit there is a growing hatred laban sa exclusivity ng gospel message that we believe and we proclaim. A growing hatred. Karamihan sa mga napapanood natin sa movies, sa social media, mga nababasa sa mga blogs, mga naririnig sa podcast, day-to-day conversations, dialogues, mga so-called churches who preach a gospel of tolerance or an unbiblical grace, even mga limitations or some of the limitations na inimpose dito sa bansang ito ay hostile sa true gospel at sa mga mananampalataya ng triune God. So there is a growing hatred, a growing opposition sa ating gospel. And there is a temptation for Christians to be upset, angry, discontent, and even retaliate. And ang reminder ni Paul sa atin, pray. Pray. Pray for them. Pray for the ruling authorities and pray for all people. Pray for ruling authorities. Crossroads, let us continue praying for our leaders dito sa UAE at sa ating bansa. Kaya kung mapapansin nyo sa ating pastoral prayer every week, we pray for different emirs ng bansang ito. All 7 of them every week. Pray that our governing authorities faithfully fulfill their God-given calling na uphold and good and punish what is evil. Pray that we would live godly, dignified lives. They would live godly, dignified lives. Pray for continued peace and friendship with Christians. Pag-pray natin sa bansa na ito. Pray that they would lead with compassion and benevolence. Pray a prayer of thanksgiving for and praise sa Panginoon for allowing them us to meet here every sa panahon na ito. Donating mga properties in order to raise up mga buildings and places of worship. We must thank the Lord for that. Continue to pray more na magkaroon pa ng mga maraming gantong klaseng properties. Pray a prayer of thanks na tayo po ay nakakapag live and enjoy the beauty and bounty of this land. At hindi lang yun, nakakapagtrabaho tayo sa bansa na ito at nadadala mga mahal natin sa buhay. And to provide for our needs. Pray a prayer of thanks to God that UAE has welcomed Christians. Pray. Pray for all kinds and classes of people. As a follower of Christ, we must pray for all kinds of people. Hindi po ito nangangahulugan na ipag-pray natin lahat, one by one, lahat ng mga tao sa bawat bansa. That is impossible to do that. He's talking about praying for all kinds and classes of people. Why? Kasi ang issue noon is because may parang elite group na nangyayari, parang elite group na nagsasama-sama dito ng time na to. In this context, it's between Jews laban sa mga Gentiles. So let us offer prayers of supplications and thanksgiving to both to the rich and to the poor, to the famous and to the unknown, to your friends and to your enemies. to your friends and to your foes. Friends, when was the last time you prayed for your enemies? When was the last time you prayed for the people who wounded you deeply? Interestingly, kasama rin yung thanksgiving. Have you prayed a prayer of thanksgiving to those who have wounded you? That for a season, God has introduced you sa taon na ito. That you have grown a relationship. Marami ka natutunan sa taon na ito. That God providentially used him para mapabuti ka. Have you thanked the Lord for that? Kasi bago mo na naging kaaway, ang kaibigan mo yan eh. Bira naman nagsisimula sa kaaway kagad, no? Pero may mga ganun. Tapos eventually, nagiging kaibigan. That's a good story. But are there people who have wounded you that you've been praying for? Na pinagpipray mo? Sabi nga sa isang kilalang church father na si John Chrysostom, no one can feel hatred towards from whom he prays. Ano totoo po yan? No? When I was convicted by this, I started praying for people who wounded me deeply. And the more I pray for them every day, the more I pray for them every time na naisip ko sila, the more the Lord is healing me and yung pagtingin ko sa kanila. The more you pray about yung mga tao na ito, the more the Lord will magkakaroon ng healing sa heart mo and that you would seek restoration sa tao na ito or even reconciliation. So pray. And I think that's what the Jesus has been praying, that magkaroon ng reconciliation ang sinners sa God the Father as the gospel is presented. Sabi ni Philip Ryken, prayer replaces hostility with compassion. Prayer replaces hostility with compassion. Are you compassionate to those who have harmed you? Lalo na kung hindi ito mananampalataya. Kung hindi ito mananampalataya, wala pang pag-asa ito. That's why we need to present yung ultimate hope that we hold on to, which is si Christ. Pero ang puso kung bakit gusto talaga ni Paul ipag-pray ng Ephesians ang all kinds of people and to live peaceable and godly lives ay upang maging effective ang kanilang gospel witness. Yan ang pinaka-reason. Crossroads, let us fervently pray for the salvation of our colleagues, of our neighbors, of our classmates, of our leaders. Pag-pray po natin na makakilala sila. Let us live a life that adorns the gospel of Jesus Christ and not be marked by grumbling, discontentment, complaints, and retaliation. Pray. Paul wants the church to pray for the salvation of all kinds and classes of people. Gawin po natin yun bilang iglesia. Bakit? Well, number 2 tells us the reason why. The purpose of praying for all people. Sabi sa verse 3 to 6, Paul here gives an explanation kung bakit kailangan natin ipanalangin ang lahat ng tao, and he gives 2 reasons. Una, and this is a sub-point of point number 2, God desires all people to be saved. Verse 3 to 4. And number 2, Christ is the only Savior to all people. Verses 5 hanggang 6. Let me chop this down. First of all, God desires all people to be saved. Verse 3 and 4. This is good. What is good? Prayer. Prayer is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ang sinasabi ni Paul dito is that God desires that all kinds and classes of people would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Or in short, Jesus wants them to be Christians. To be saved is to know the truth about Jesus Christ, who came to save us from sin and death. Ito po yung gospel message. At nais niyang malaman ito ng lahat ng mga tao sa mundo. He wants people to know itong gospel message na ito. God invites everybody to come to Him through Jesus Christ. Ito ang universal offer ng gospel na God wants everyone to hear. God generally loves all people. All people of the world. But God's general love does not necessarily entail na lahat ay maliligtas. Does that make sense? Naniniwala din tayo na tinuturo sa Bible na meron siyang special love for His own people. Kung may general love, meron din special love. Special love for His people, for the elect, kung tawagin. Where God's special love for His people doesn't simply love them generally or desires their salvation, His special love for His people specifically draws them to His Son in a saving way. Gaya ng sinabi ni Jesus sa John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." Kanino? Kay Christ. No one can. Again, we always teach this at Crossroads. The word can does not mean asking permission. The word can is a word of ability. So in short, Jesus is saying here, no one has the ability to come to me for salvation unless the Father Himself draws him to me. When Joseph was planning to divorce Mary, excuse me, kasi nalaman niya na buntis ito at alam niyang hindi siya, one night, an angel appeared to him and said sa Matthew 1:21, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." His people. Jesus also specifically prays for his own people at hindi sa lahat. Interestingly, sa John 17:9, "I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours." Dito sa Crossroads, naniniwala po kami na merong special love ang Panginoon for His people. A multitude that no one can number, hindi natin alam ang bilang, whom He has chosen to save before creation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. "Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will." Ang theological distinctions nito ay yung tinatawag na God's revealed will and God's secret will. In this context, ang meaning ng God's revealed will ay nakasaad mismo lahat ng mga revealed will na ito sa salita niya, which is that He desires that all should be saved. Nasusulat eh, so it's revealed. But also may tinatawag na God's secret will, which means sa pinag-aaralan natin ngayon that only certain persons should be saved. You can look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, Deuteronomy 29:29, about the secret will of the Lord. Interestingly, ito yung theology ng mga taga-Ephesians. This is yung foundation. This is what they believe. Ito yung tinuro ni Paul. But ang point ng passage na ito ay hindi sinasabi na God has willed o kinaloob na ang lahat ay maliligtas. Yun ang point. Hindi niya sinasabi yun dito. If that was the case, then yung will ng Panginoon failed. We know from scriptures na hindi lahat ay naligtas or maliligtas. Ang point ni Paul dito ay ang the same point ni Ezekiel na binasa ni Phoebe kanina. Ezekiel chapter 18, 23, and then 32. Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord. Ito yung binopoint out ni Paul kung bakit niya nabanggit ito. Ang sinasabi natin ni Paul, is that God does not take delight sa kanyang puso sa destruction ng mga wicked. Seeing people ruining their lives because of sin and then being cast to hell. Although he is the judge, the righteous judge. His real delight is when sinners are saved. When sinners come to a saving, to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's his real delight. And friends, this should compel us to pray for all people even more. Dahil ang desire ng Panginoon is to see people come to Jesus Christ for salvation. Dapat yun din ang ating desire. So Paul exhorts the church to pray because God desires all people to be saved. But also, Christ is the only Savior to all people. That's verse 5 to 6. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. Bakit as church kailangan natin magpray for all people? Because there's one God. There's one Savior. There's only one mediator. At ang pangalan niya ay si Jesus Christ. At siya ang pag-asa ng buong sangkatauhan. Siya lamang. Hindi sinasabi ni Paul na maraming daan o maraming mga reliyon sa mundo kung saan ay dinadirect lahat yan ay papunta sa Diyos. Iba-iba man pinanggagalingan yan. Iisa lang ang kalalabasan yan. Isang Diyos lang ang sinasamba. Hindi po. Hindi niya sinasabi ng lahat ng tinuturo ng mga reliyon ay magbibigay ng tamang daan papunta sa Panginoon. He is saying quite the opposite. Ang sinasabi niya, isa lang ang Diyos ang pwedeng magligtas. Isa lang Diyos ang pwedeng magligtas. Isa lang ang daan para maligtas. Isa lang ang pag-asa ng tao, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only mediator to the Father. Ang dahilan kung bakit natin kailangan ng mediator or tagapamagitan, dahil makasalanan tayo. At ang Diyos ay banal. Hindi natin kayang dumiretso sa Diyos. Wala tayong kakayanan. Banal ang Diyos. Jesus is the only mediator to the Father because He is the only God-man. He is truly God and truly man. At dahil doon, Siya lang ang kayang mag-satisfy ng perfect standards na hinihiling ng Panginoon. At bilang truly man, He is able to meet perfectly ang ating obligations or yung tinatawag na perfect obedience. Siya lang ang nakakagawa noon. He is both human and divine. Hindi mga anghel ang daan sa kaligtasan. Hindi po si Mary o mga disipulo ang daan patungo sa kaligtasan. Hindi mga santo ang mga daan papunta ko sa kaligtasan. Hindi mga propeta. Kundi si Kristo lamang. Si Kristo lamang. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, sabi ni Jesus. Siya lang ang sacrifice na katanggap-tanggap sa Diyos. When He died on the cross to ransom all kinds of people from every tribe, tongue, and nation, yun ang ginawa niya when He died on that cross. He saved all kinds and classes of people. Sabi sa Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, "So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, many that no one can count, from every tribe, tongue, and nations, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for Him." So this is yung hope ng Christians who trusted in Him, yung pagbalik ng Panginoon. So this is a call for those na nakarinig ng gospel of hope that Christ is the only way. Kailangan po natin talikuran ng ating kasalanan. Kailangan talikuran natin ang ating mga Diyos-Diyosan. Kailangan natin talikuran yung mga sinasamba natin na akala natin daan sa Diyos Ama, papuntang Diyos Ama, at ilagay ang ating pananampalataya kay Kristo lamang, the only mediator para sa ating kaligtasan. Trust Jesus Christ for salvation. Kung si Jesus lang ang tanging daan at pag-asa, dapat lang na ipanalangin natin talaga ang mga tao sa mundo, hindi ba? Siya lang ang pwede magligtas. Ito lang ang tamang mensahe at ito lang ang dapat na gospel na dapat ina-uphold ng iglesia at pinipreach ng bawat isa. Alam niyo ba na ang prayer ay isa sa mga means through which the Lord effects His redemption? Tingnan niyo yung Luke chapter 10 verse 2. "And He said to them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest.'" God's heart delights in seeing sinners come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Dapat yun din po ang ating puso. Makakita tayo ng isang makasalanan na tumalikod sa Kanya at nagtiwala kay Kristo para sa kaligtasan. Kung yun po ang nasa ating puso, then dapat hindi po tayo nanatiling nakikinig lang sa mensahe na to. We should, number three and last, preach to all peoples. Hindi ba? Preach. Preach the gospel. Teach the gospel. 1 Timothy 2, verse 7. "For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I'm not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth." Paul is known to be the apostle or evangelist to the Gentiles, so mga hintil. Ito ang commission na tinagubilin ni Kristo sa kanya when he was converted. God chose to save Paul, the chief of sinners, and now commissioned him to the gospel ministry among the nations. At alam niyo ang patunay ng success at power ng ministry ni Paul, you know what is the evidence of that? Ang evidence po niya, o ebidensya po nito is kayo na nakaupo dyan ngayon, worshiping the one true triune God. Kayong mga hintil, akong hintil, we are the evidence of that. Makadating ang gospel sa atin mga hintil and are now testifying sa love and goodness ng Panginoon. If not, we should testify sa love and goodness ng Panginoon through the gospel. At dapat hindi ito mahinto sa atin lamang, mga kapatid sa Panginoon. If God desires all people to come to the saving knowledge of Christ, dapat ipagpatuloy po natin ito through us. The gospel message should reverberate through this church and through us, in and through us. Quick applications para sa ating ngayong gabi. Bilang followers of Christ or Christ followers and as a church dito sa Crossroads. Number one, Christ followers. Commit to praying for the nations. Commit to praying for the nations. Kung mapapansin niyo po sa page 7 ng inyong bulletin, that's why we want you to bring those bulletins home. Scan it, study it, look into it. Meditate on some of the passages. Kasi sa page 7 may tinatawag na Joshua Project. Yung Joshua Project na yan, may mga listahan sila lahat ng mga peoples of the world and mga unreached and least reached people groups, mga tao na hindi pa nakakarinig o naaabot ng Ebanghelyo ni Kristo. Every Friday, nag-highlight po tayo ng isa. So I want you to, if you have time sa inyong family worship or sa family time or personal devotion, why don't you start committing to pray for the nations? Go to joshuaproject.net and pray. Every day may pinifeature silang isang people group doon. So commit to that as a family, as an individual, and as a church. Pray that we would continue to commit to that in hopes that one day we would send someone to those people groups. Second, as a follower of Christ, pray that we would be faithful gospel witnesses every day in our homes, in our schools, in our work, for one purpose only, to adorn the gospel that we believe and that we cherish. Going back sa commit to praying for the nations closer to home, I want us also, as followers of Christ, to commit to pray for your colleagues. Pray, isama nyo na sa listahan ng prayer nyo. Isama nyo na yung colleagues ninyo, yung kasama nyo sa trabaho. Include your classmates, especially those who are getting into your nerves. Okay? Especially those of difficult people sa life mo. Okay? Isama mo yan sa prayer mo. Okay? Pray for them. You people you commute with every day. I know there are people that you commit with almost every day to the point, for the past years, to the point that you already know what this person likes and dislikes. Okay? What's his favorite shirt or whatever. Or mismo yung petrol guys na nagpapump ng iron sa sasakyan ninyo. Papump ng iron. Nagpapump ng fuel. Iron na yung gym. Pwede rin. Kung nasa gym ka, may nagsaspot sa'yo. Yung then pag-pray, sama mo sa listahan yan. Di ba? Nagpapump ng fuel. Maybe kilala mo na siya. Then pray. Sama mo yun sa prayer. That's another people group. Or maaaring kababayan mo pa. So commit to praying for the nations. Commit to praying for the people around you. Pray that we would be faithful gospel witnesses. Ito po ang prayer natin as Christ followers. As a church dito sa Crossroads. Let us commit to praying for our leaders. Yung mga emir ng bansang ito. Mga ruling authorities sa Pilipinas. Wala hong gobyernong perpekto. Pero merong perpektong Diyos na sovereignly naglalagay sa kanila sa position. And we should pray for them, for this is pleasing to God. Pray for their leadership. Pray that there would be peace in the land. Pray na hindi sila maging hostile sa mga Christians at sa gospel. Let us commit to praying for our leaders. Second, that we would adorn the gospel in our community and in our city as a church. Every time na may gathering ang church is an opportunity to display such things. That's why we invite people dito sa ating church. That's why we have a mga meetings sa labas like picnics or if you're hosting people at home or mismo sa prayer service. Let our community compel them. I pray that Crossroads would be a compelling community para sa mga na nag-o-observe na makompel sila kay Christ. So let us be one bilang church in doing this. Third, that we would plant, this is our prayer as a church, that we would plant or even replant churches dito sa UAE and sa Middle East. Yun ang prayer natin. Or even back to the Philippines or beyond. That we would be a church that plants church planting churches. That is the prayer. That is our desire. And we pray that the Lord would provide means and opportunities and people to do such things. So as of now, we pray, we desire, we plan, and we trust the Lord's timing. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 15. For everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. As the gospel is preached. But how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? How are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. God chooses to love the world who hates him, because this world loves the darkness of sin and hates the light of God. And so he showed his love for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. As a church, I pray that we would be a church that would have a deep longing, deep desire, na may dalang ebanghelyo hindi lamang sa ating komunidad, sa ating city, sa ating bansa, kundi sa mga lugar na wala pang gospel. When I was in seminary, isa sa mga libro na binasa ko yung Let the Nations Be Glad, written by John Piper. And isa sa mga points na sinabi niya really struck me. Sabi niya, missions exist because worship doesn't. Missions exist because worship doesn't. Ang dahilan nagpapadala ng mga missionaries sa mga missions organizations, kung bakit nagpapadala ng mga missionaries ang church, nagkakaroon ng church plants sa different parts of the world, sa iba't ibang lugar ng mundo, sa Middle East and beyond, because wala pang relationship ang Diyos, wala pang relationship ang tao sa Diyos through Jesus Christ. And if isang tao, isang nation, isang tribe ay wala pang relationship kay Jesus Christ, they can never worship God. Only true worshipers na niligtas ni Jesus Christ can worship God. The reason why walang nagwo-worship kay Jesus sa unreached people group, because it remained unreached. The reason why walang nagwo-worship sa tunay na triune God sa part, sa side ng family ninyo na ito, it's because maybe walang isa sa inyo nagbibigay ng message ng gospel sa kanila. Let's have a deep desire to herald the good news of Jesus Christ. May mga lugar na kailangan ng mga iglesia. May mga lugar na kailangan ng ibang ebanghelyo ni Kristo. Maybe you're here tonight and maybe God is somehow speaking to you for months, for years, or maybe recently lang, that you feel that maybe God is leading you to go to a place na kung saan wala pa yung gospel as a missionary, as a church planter, as a people, as a person who will advance the gospel in ways na kung saan hindi mo nakakalain na kaya, na possible pala ito. Why don't you pray? Can you approach me, approach the elders, so we can think about that, we can pray about you, we can help you, walk with you sa area na ito. Because this is what we want. This is the Great Commission, Matthew 28. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I pray that Crossroads would be a church that would have a deeper desire that people would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hindi lang magkaroon ng malalim na desire, but to do something about it. Not just to think about it and to talk about it, but to do something about it. So, Crossroads, pray. Preach the gospel, so that many would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for informing our prayers tonight. Nakita po namin sa passage na to yung puso ninyo, that you, meron kang delight kapag nakakita ng isang tao na nasa kadiliman ay nagsisi sa kasalanan dahil narinig ang gospel at napunta po sa inyong ilaw, sa inyong, at niligtas ninyo. I pray, Panginoon, na maging delight din namin ito. Sa everyday na mga nakakausap namin, na alam namin na walang pag-asa yung mga tao na ito. Sa trabaho, sa eskwelahan, sa nakakasama sa bahay. I pray, Panginoon, na give us that urgency to talk about the gospel to them. Regardless kung ano man yung magiging response nila. And as a church, I pray, Panginoon, na Now you would use us in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ through the preaching. If you want to use yung mga means na ginagamit namin to spread the gospel, please use that. But also, Lord, use us also to plant churches sa mga lugar, Panginoon, na nangangailangan ng iglesia na nakasentro sa inyong gospel. We're thankful, Lord, for this time. In Christ's name, amen.